to you. Australia's wheat harvest is underway. There are questions about milling quality wheat and protein levels. And as for prices for Oklahoma producers, well, let's just say we need a little perspective from Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. And Kim, let's start off with what's going on with the wheat markets.
Well, cash prices and prices in general are just wandering around. If you look at the Kansas City Board of Trade December contract, it's been trading on a low of $6.88 to a high of about $7.22. If you look at the closes on that December contract, from $7 and a penny to $7.14, a 13-cent spread over the last week. In Oklahoma, our basis has been stable, has not changed, so we've had a 13-cent move in prices, or wallering around in prices, or about $6.85 plus or minus 7 cents over the last week. We've had relatively good protein premiums too.
And how do those protein levels help the wheat prices?
Well, they're essentially a higher price for Oklahoma wheat. If you look at Chicago, that's the soft red winter wheat market, lower protein levels. That price is on the December contract is $6.21 a bushel. The Kansas City Board of Trade, hard red winter wheat, slightly higher protein, $7.08 a bushel. That's an 87-cent price premium from Kansas City to Chicago. The Minneapolis, the hard spring wheat, high protein wheat is $9.11, or $2.03 above Kansas City and $2.90 above Chicago. If you look at the premiums in Kansas City, 11% protein wheat is a 35-cent basis, 12%, 1% more protein, $1.05. That's 70% increase, 70-cent increase for 1%. 13% is $1.35, and 14% is $1.85, $1.50 for about 3% protein there.
Okay, spreading it out a little bit, we mentioned Australia wheat harvest underway. What potential does that have on prices then?
Well, the Australian harvest, of course, a hard white wheat. Right now, they're expecting a record crop, but they're anticipating below average protein. If you look at the protein on export wheat out of Australia right now, they're paying a $2 premium for 13% protein. We're watching that close. Of course, if their yields are higher than expected and their protein's higher than expected, that could have a negative impact on Oklahoma prices.
And then meanwhile, the harvest in the European Union is essentially wrapping up.
Right, and there were some surprises in that harvest. If you go back to spring, you know, we were expecting relatively low yields, poor quality. We had right at average yields, 65% milling quality wheat versus 54% last year.
And what does the supply and protein levels that you mentioned mean for producers in Oklahoma?
I think for the 2012 crop, I think it's important that we get the nitrogen down there so that we can get the protein in the wheat so that we can capture these protein premiums.
And still hope it rains too in the meantime. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, thanks a lot.